From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Brad Paisley has become country music royalty, in part by pushing the genre into surprising territory. And that's certainly true for his new record, which comes out today. Wheelhouse takes on some touchy subjects. One track has already ignited an online backlash. We'll have more on that in a moment. First, Will Hermes has this review.
When your wheelhouse is the land of cotton, the first time you leave, it can be strange, it can be shocking. Not everybody drives a truck, not everybody drinks sweet tea.
Country music fans can be sensitive when their artists stray from the fold. And as possibly the most compelling crossover country act since Johnny Cash, Brad Paisley no doubt understands this. His last record was titled This Is Country Music, like he was trying to convince folks, and maybe himself, that he wasn't getting too far afield. Southern Comfort Zone, the lead single on his new record, and his 21st number one country hit, is another balancing act. It's an argument against xenophobia, whose kicker is a choir singing Dixie. Using a song like Dixie, with its roots in blackface minstrel shows, is a bold move. More questionable is singing about the Confederate flag and Southern pride on the bravely awkward Accidental Racist, which features a rebuttal from veteran rapper LL Cool J and has social media pundits in a froth.
So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air, but I see that red flag and I think you wish I wasn't here.
Okay, it's probably not going to win any awards for songcraft or rapping. But in the wake of movies like Django Unchained and Lincoln, it shows how fraught racial dialogue remains in America. Not to mention religious dialogue. I'm waiting for the uproar over Those Crazy Christians, a similarly soul-searching song I think even my more devout relatives might get a kick out of.
And every now and then they meet a poor lost soul like me, who's not quite sure just who or how he ought to be. They march him down the aisle, and then the next thing that you know, they dunk him in the water. And here comes another one of those crazy Christians.
Wheelhouse is not made up entirely of hot-button cultural self-examinations. There are twangy guitar solos, universal married man punchlines, and finely tooled love songs. As with most mainstream country acts, the production is often laid on thick. But what makes Brad Paisley a fascinating country artist is how he fully embodies the tradition while also laying it down on the psychiatrist's couch. The jury's still out on his therapeutic approach, but as a musician, he's at the top of his game.
That was Will Hermes reviewing the new album Wheelhouse from Brad Paisley.